Hi everyone, my name is Artem and you're listening to What About, the KidCast series of podcasts dedicated to digital signage industry. Before we begin, be sure to check out our blog at kidcast.tv. It's the second day of Digital Signage Summit in Munich, and today we're going to discuss the latest developments in the video walls market. My guest is Katrin Kerber, account manager graphics at Metrics, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's
correct. Hi, Katrin. Could you tell a bit more about yourself and about the Metrics and the division that you represent?
Yes. So I'm working for Matrox Graphics. My job responsibility is account manager for Northern Europe, Baltics and Russia. And I have a territory responsible in these areas. I've been working for Matrox 15 years. And we came actually into the story of video walls from graphic cards. Mm-hmm. Because Matrox has developed an own GPU and focused a lot on multi-display graphics for a very long time. So 2x2, for example, as a configuration which is considered already a small video wall, mm-hmm. has been done out of Matrox already in the 90s.
If I'm correct, Matrox is in the market for 40 years, something
like that. Yes, mm-hmm. We were founded in 1976, actually a privately owned company, still mm-hmm. headquartered in Montreal, and our owners are still part of the company, mm-hmm. so they love it, obviously.
Of course. Canada is. Yes. Who can't love Canada? Could you name three key video wall solutions that you've implemented in recent years?
You mean like projects?
Yes, projects. Yeah.
In digital signage?
Yep.
Yeah, there's actually one case that we have a case study about is the flagship store mm-hmm. of Victoria's Secret in London, mm-hmm. which was a very nice store concept installation overall. Mm-hmm. It is a portrait built video wall behind a staircase with mirrors, so uh-huh. that enlarged the image, and they actually used our Mura video wall product line to get actually the creation done. Yeah, and there they used the capability mm-hmm. to feed in external sources, for example from fashion TV, as well as the advertisement channel of Victoria's Secret itself. So the Mura concept, as the scalability, mm-hmm. made it very versatile and a quite cost-effective solution. So that is definitely one nice case to talk about. I can talk about a Lithuanian museum where they mm-hmm. have been doing a gate of displays. It's 12 screens in total, built as a gate, and they are using our layout software to basically create two presets that are changing during the time. One is like filling the gate with the complete content, mm-hmm. and one is like taking the column and the roof as a separate content.
And the content, it's some kind of historical content. I mean, it's something that museum wants to show.
It's a nature content.
Mm, nature.
It's about Lithuania, mm-hmm. Lithuanian nature that they are mm-hmm. playing there. Yeah, it's an own creation from them.
Mm-hmm. I can presume it's quite picturesque.
Exactly, and it was a very low-cost installation because Baltics as such is not a very rich mm-hmm. market to start with, but our graphical components in combination mm-hmm. with this layout management possibility made a very cost-effective approach to this installation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the current geography of distribution for Matrox, and where do you see the demand growing?
Well, we are globally represented, yeah. So we have the Montreal headquarters, we have field sales reps in the US and in mm-hmm. Asia, and in Europe we have two field sales offices, one in London, one in Munich, where we are sharing the overall EMEA territory. Mm-hmm. As emerging markets, I can really see Russia, yeah, to a certain part, Southern America, mm-hmm. sorry for that, yeah. So LATAM is a growing market, as well as the Far East countries. Yeah.
And regarding the Far East, do you see much of competition from the Chinese companies or Asian companies in general?
Yes, in general, yes, because Matrox is, I would say, a high-quality brand mm-hmm. with an associated price tag on the components as mm-hmm. such. However, that money pays off in the value because you have a lower total cost mm-hmm. of ownership by the stability that we are providing on our products. Mm-hmm. So we have a high reliability and actually free support that's really answering to emails.
Yeah, and but at the same time, there are, I guess there are a lot of reasonably cheap Chinese companies that can offer less of quality solutions, but they might be accessible and they might fill the basic needs of the customers. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
So that might be a competition for you.
That is actually a general market trend, the basic kind of concepts. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the video wall market like a pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can actually see the top mm-hmm. is actually the high complexity video wall solutions where we meet the big brands like Barco and Christie and so on. And they are usually coming in because they do highly custom mm-hmm. interfaces, but actually the market is growing to less complexity, and that's where we are coming in from the bottom side with the graphic cards,
mm-hmm.
the regular desktop, then actually the desktop with the layout management in the middle segment,
mm-hmm.
and then the component approach gives you the scalability and the flexibility. So MyChoice can actually fill the whole pyramid as such as well, depending on who's doing the installation and so on. But we see definitely the market growth
mm-hmm.
in non-common video wall markets, like war rooms in mm-hmm. corporate environments, critical decision centers, that is a strong growing market for MyChoice.
At DSSE, did you present some new solutions? And if yes, then could you tell a bit more to our listeners who are not able to participate?
Yes, well, we introduced, we had an EMEA launch of the Quartet to Go.
Mm-hmm.
This is the latest arrival in MyChoice. It is a video wall appliance.
Mm-hmm.
So basically a little box where you feed in a 4K 60 signal that you can split up to 4 times 1080p 60 via HDMI. And that actually allows you to create from a simple player
mm-hmm.
a nice looking concept because the displays can be freely arranged.
Mm-hmm.
You can go like classical 2x2 or 1x4 or 4x1 or menu board, things like that. But you can also do artistic, like a Z, or you can fill gaps, you can spread out mm-hmm. the displays. So it's a very neat and nice product and easy to use because we have prepared presets with push buttons on the box itself.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is not enough, we have a free app that can help you to create more advanced configurations as well.
So you use your own software?
Well, we develop our own applications,
mm-hmm.
but those are bring-up applications, let's call it like that.
Mm-hmm.
User interfaces that help you to arrange a configuration, but we cannot mm-hmm. live without content.
Sure.
Yeah. So
it's all about the content eventually. And can a user, for example, integrate his own software or the software that he likes instead of the pre-installed?
Yes, absolutely. All of our products today have an API
mm-hmm.
with a software development kit. It depends a little bit on the product,
mm-hmm.
What kind of level and what kind of language you're using. For example, the Quartet to Go uses a REST mm-hmm. API that you can use to make a plugin directly into your software.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that recently stunned me is that according to the CI research survey, the demand for video walls comes mostly not from retail, not from restaurant bars, not entertainment, but education, and followed by healthcare. Could you explain this peculiarity?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the interesting part is video wall help you to consolidate several information types
mm-hmm.
on a single visualization array, so to say. And that is where we are seeing the tendency that, like in a university, you want to show the whole lecture program as one example, combined with latest technology videos, maybe, depending on the university. In the medical area, hospital area, there's a great interest, for example, to stream surgery information and
mm-hmm.
make it available to students via video wall solutions at very high resolutions and good picture quality.
Mm-hmm.
So that is maybe one of the reasons that supports that trend. Yeah.
What should customers consider when opting for video walls instead of standard solutions like one screen or, and how really accessible is this technology for a regular retailer or for regular campus?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is very accessible as we start with low complex solutions. Everyone knows how a PC works,
mm-hmm.
so everyone knows how a graphic card gets installed.
Mm-hmm.
And important is that you choose the proper display, for example, with narrow bezels, so that you can create a nice visual and a nice image. And basically, from a content perspective, just a mix of, for example, multiple content at the same time with one large video clip
mm-hmm.
creates more attention than just a single screen where it's just a video playback.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I guess that the two main issues that customers face, usually face with the digital signage, is the maintenance of the tech, and second is the CMS in terms of the UI UX. So how do you facilitate the maintenance, and how do you make the interface user-friendly?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to start with the second question, that is really a software part of that. Mm-hmm. And I think the advantage, if you go regular computer technology, gives you a lot of opportunity mm-hmm. to look into that. The maintenance part is looking to stable components. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that is really the messaging that Matrox does. We are supporting long life cycle, and we have a very high uptime of our mm-hmm. products because we do a lot of quality assurance before we launch a product. Our user interface is actually adding a couple of features. Mm-hmm. For example, when you do an advanced monitor configuration and the computer, for example, crashes, mm-hmm. that setting is saved in the card.
In the cloud or in the card?
In the card itself. Okay. So when you bring it up, your configuration mm-hmm. is not lost. Like when you would typically do it in a Windows desktop environment, mm-hmm. those settings are not meant for advanced settings. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So we are actually adding several software functionality in the GUI when mm-hmm. you set up the product mm-hmm. that helps you to keep maintenance low. Yeah, and then the stability of the hardware as such helps as well for long life cycle and high uptime. Mm-hmm.
And it's really facilitated for the user eventually.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
With the continuing rise of interactive displays, and we saw that even here at DSSE, how is Matrox adjusting to the competition?
In terms of interactive display?
In terms of, the other technologies that might be eating up your market niche.
Yeah, well, I would say we have a lot of love and hate relationships these days. Yeah, because we are actually facilitating part of those technologies mm-hmm. for interesting concepts. I'm thinking about streaming. Mm-hmm. For example, we had a nice discussion about a signage solution with a screen that can act as a mirror. Mm-hmm. And Matrox, for example, has the possibility to capture and stream mm-hmm. Display information. So we could actually produce out of that mirror that was a screen a video signal that you could push to Facebook, so for example in a fashion store, uh-huh. so that you could actually show your new dress, or you could try on different clothes and see mm-hmm. yourself. So that's where we are coming in terms of the interactivity with products that are based on network IP technology, mm-hmm. streaming technology, using non-proprietary protocols.
So you make it interactive, but not in a way that user touches something, but in a way that he can use the content on the screen immediately.
Yeah, and connect it to other interfaces. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Multiple research sources show that North America dominates the global video world market, and in terms of revenue. And yet, Asia-Pacific is projected to register the highest CAGR. It's like 9% growth by 2026. Mm-hmm. So, owing to increasing adoption of video and reduction in prices, what strategy should digital signage companies follow against the Chinese companies?
That is a difficult question, actually, and I'm not sure if I have a very good answer to that. Yeah, I think, particularly if you think about substantiality, mm-hmm. And future perspective, it would be very important to look into a long-term perspective. Yeah, and again, long-term perspective, I'm speaking about reliable components mm-hmm. that you are not throwing away after 2-3 years because they are broken. Yeah, and you're creating a lot of electronic trash by that. Yeah, but I wouldn't say I have a perfect mm-hmm. answer to that.
I also hear from some companies that return of investment is no longer a metric that they're going after mm-hmm. because somehow it doesn't really represent their goals and what they want to achieve. Do you agree with that? And what might be the metric for digital signage today, tomorrow, instead of return of investment?
Well, I think for digital signage, the measure is always creativity mm-hmm. because you're creating customer experience with digital signage mm-hmm. and the more creative you get with that, the more benefit you have. I'm not sure if I would agree that return on investment is not important. I think it's just hard to measure, particularly in a digital signage environment, because you cannot really count necessarily the amount of return that you have on your solution, so to say. But I would still say, like, being creative and seeing what is the change, even without being able to count it, it's always something to look at.
What three key goals can video walls help customers, users achieve?
Well, more attention, because even today I still get a lot of, oh, you can do one content across four screens, like a magic thing, you know, because people are so much used to single displays, higher resolutions. And next is using the displays creatively, by your content. You have much more flexibilities when you use video wall products. Let's think about LED, for example, which allows you to even go outside the display scope, where you can, like I had a pharmacy project in the Oslo airport, where they had, again, like a gate kind of solution, but done with LED, and they were using the video wall product because we could run different resolutions, but still the same desktop, so that the content could play nicely on that.
That's quite versatile.
Exactly,
I have blitz questions. First one, could you name three key developments that we should expect from Metrics this year?
Well, not on the digital signage market so much. We have an IP-based KVM, keyboard video mouse extension, where we are actually streaming keyboard video mouse, and that is bringing every computer to every display completely free from a physical connection. So that is really something that will come up and be more important. I think on the video wall side, we will develop higher connectivity again, like a higher display count. Again, Port Head to Go comes a little bit into that scenario as well, because we can then multiply an onboard graphic already to video wall very simply and very cost efficient. So that's what I would say is the biggest trend at the moment coming out of Matrox.
Could you name your favorite project from competitors?
Favorite project from competitors? Well, the Finavia installation at Helsinki Airport. I don't know if you have seen this wonderful 360-degree LED wall, which shows scenic nature of Finland. I mean, Nordics is a beautiful territory, and they really managed to bring that out in a nice area. They used Pulux media players for that, so more the closed box approach that we are trying to compete against with our open component concept, but that's maybe the one that I'm most jealous of.
The last question that I also ask my guests, could you name one thing that annoys you in digital signage the most?
The cheap, cheap, cheap. Because cheap is not always the best. Very quick and dirty.
Thank you very much, Katrin. My guest was Katrin. Katrin Kerber, account manager graphics at Metrics. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.